AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a sad ending for a U.S. Marine helicopter on an earthquake relief mission in Nepal. The chopper's been found in pieces in a rugged area north of the capital of Kathmandu. Our Sagar Magani reports that's not all they've discovered.
3 days after it went missing, the wreckage was found by Nepalese soldiers. A separate team sent by the Marines identified them. The UH-1 Huey disappeared Tuesday while delivering hurricane relief supplies. There were six Marines on board, along with two Nepalese soldiers. Nepal's defense minister says three bodies were found in the wreckage.
Though they have not been identified. They have pulled the last wrecked cars from the site of that deadly train crash in Philadelphia. Amtrak hopes to resume limited service to New York on Monday. Meanwhile, the NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they are planning to talk soon with the train engineer. Among the things they want to know, why was that train going 106 miles per hour as it approached a curve in the tracks?
The speed increases, if we can tell, were done manually. And at this point, we don't know that. We think that we will be able to, when we interview the engineer, we would like to find out those types of things.
Eight people were killed when that train ran off the rails. The police chief in Miami Beach says 16 police officers there sent hundreds of racially offensive and pornographic emails, perhaps jeopardizing dozens of criminal cases in which they are witnesses. Two were high-ranking officers, according to the investigation. One has retired. The other's been fired. A new government survey finds that fewer students are being bullied at school. Girls and white students are more likely to be bullied, according to the Education Department survey. This is AP Radio News. Next week, David Letterman retires from late-night TV. And for weeks now, there's been a steady stream of visitors remembering. Well, this morning, Letterman's band leader for 33 years, Paul Schaefer, is reflecting.
It's the longest funeral in history. Isn't it? We're lying in state over there as people.
How does he feel?
Of course, nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I've gone through the kind of phases that one goes through when one is bereft. But I have come around to a very zen and calm place of gratitude.
Yeah.
What else could one say? 33 years.
Letterman's last show is May 20th. Nielsen is reporting this morning his ratings are going up. Last week, he beat The Tonight Show for the first time since Jimmy Fallon took over last year. The legendary B.B. King died last night in his sleep at his home in Las Vegas. He was 89 and had been in hospice care at his home. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.